Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
On this special Sunday, so I would like to bless all mothers here. May God's grace be with you. Have a real happy Mother's Day. This morning, I would like to use Moses' mother, Jochebed, as an example. He was a blessed mother and also produced a blessed son, Moses, a great servant of God. I would like to study from the Bible why Jochebed is a blessed mother. There are several important factors in her life. But first of all, when I saw the children play, it's a very good program. I do hope next month on the Father's Day, they won't miss us, prepare something for us. Usually, nothing there. Mothers really has great influence in children's life. One primary school teacher asked the student, what is mothers like? What is a mother's like? Of course, this is the background, I just skip it. So what is a mother like? Many answers. One answer, mother is a very diligent servant maid. She kept cooking, washing, cleaning, and walking the dog, feeding the cat, usually driving the van. The big van is for mothers to drive. Well, she's very busy, but without vacation, without pay. So many people are interested. How much a mother should be paid? I check the salary.com. They have different renewal every year. How much a mother should be paid? A stay home working 4 days for the children. Well, recently, it's about 120,000 per year. So the annual salary is 120,000. I said, it's big money. If a working mother, she only has the little bit time to serve, at least 64,000 to pay for the part-time mother. Not part-time, it's working mother. So all mothers here, remember, ask those money from your husband every year. That's important. Well, some young adults got the question. What is the best way to celebrate the Mother's Day? Some said, I will do the dishes for my mother for 1 week. The other one, I will treat my mother to good restaurants for 3 days. Another one, I will pay the Hawaii trip for my mom and ask my daddy to accompany her. Well, different answers. But the most important questionnaire, asking mothers, what do you want your children to celebrate on the Mother's Day? The common answer was, I wish my children would like to listen to my advice, listen to my teaching. So on this side, most are youngsters. You should know what your mother hope, wish, expect the most. You listen to her advice, listen to her teaching. That's the most meaningful way to celebrate the Mother's Day. In the church history, there was a very good example. We all know in the 5th century, there was a saint, Augustine. Augustine, before 33 years old, he was a prodigal son. His behavior was bad. His mother kept praying for him almost every day. His mother Monica was a very pious Christian. So pray for her son every day until the 33 years old, the Lord changed Augustine. He repented all his sins. He wrote a book called Confession, confessed all his sins before God, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord. He has been changed from a big sinner to a great saint in the church history. So, youngsters here, what is your mother want you to celebrate Mother's Day? Listen to his advice. Obey, follow her teaching, so you can become a more pious children. Will be pleased by the Lord and become a good Christian. Now, this morning, I would like to use Jochebed and Moses as examples for our parents and for our children, child here. How can we become a more blessed people, blessed person before God? In Jochebed's history, we can find out three important factors, important things. The first thing, she had great faith in God. The second thing, she had great love for God. The third thing, she had great wisdom from God. Great faith in God, great love for God, great wisdom from God. How do you know he had great faith in God? We know in the Bible told us she did not follow the king's edict. Pharaoh asked all people throw their baby boy into the Nile. Will kill all the male baby. But she did not accept. But she did not follow the king's edict. We know at that time, Pharaoh was Thutmose III. The Exodus probably happened in 1446 BC. So this king is a very, very strong person. The kingdom in Egypt at that time was 18th dynasty, which was the strongest period in Egyptian history. No one dared to disobey his command against his will, but Jochebed doesn't follow his edict. Why? Because Jochebed knows God is greater than Pharaoh. God is in control. God controls everything. God is the one she would like to obey. So she has great faith in God. Trust God controls everything. Even in that kind of situation, she kept her faith. Even Thutmose was a very strong person. He boasts his glory, but God is even more glorious than Thutmose. How do you know? Another very important thing, you know, Hebrew name usually has meanings. The name Jochebed is very meaningful. Jochebed combined two Hebrew words into one word. Jo stands for Yahweh, Jehovah. Kebed was kabod. Kabod was glory in Hebrew, but combined together become yukabet. Yukabet is God is glorious one. Jehovah God is glorious. So her father gave her this name and taught her our God is more glorious than Pharaoh, than the king of Egypt. So she grew up with this kind of conviction. Our God is greater than Pharaoh. Our God is glorious, more glory than Pharaoh. Don't fear about the Pharaoh's edict. Follow God's command. Follow God's will is more important. We know in Hebrew name, I just make another example. We know Joshua also combined two words. Joshua is Yahweh Ashia. Yahweh is Jehovah or God. Yahweh, Jehovah, God. God, and the next word, Yeshua is safe. So Joshua means Jehovah saves, or Jehovah is the savior. So the meaning is very meaningful in Hebrew names. Now I will give you a test. Do you know what is Greek for Joshua? Anyone knows? Jesus, that's right. It's correct. Jesus, our Lord Jesus, angels came tell Mary, the son should be named as Jesus. That's Greek, but the Hebrew means Joshua, Jehovah save. God become a savior to this world. Okay, now we come back. Jochebed. Jochebed means God is the glorious one. So in her mind, put away Pharaoh's edict. Follow the Lord's will. This is her faith in God. And the third thing we can know, she has great faith. She trusted God's promise. In the Bible, told us when Abraham, in the vision, saw God, God told him, Abraham, your descendants will go down to Egypt, will become slaves, and will be afflicted for 400 years. Until the fourth generation, I will bring them back. So I think Jochebed keep this promise in mind. Keep counting. Abraham's grandson was Jacob. Jacob went down to Egypt. And Jacob's son is Levite. Levite's son is Kohath. And Kohath's son is Amram. Amram's son is Moses. So exactly the fourth generation. So Jochebed has this faith. God's promise will be fulfilled. God is a faithful God. He will bring us back to Canaan. He will do his salvation. Marvelous salvation. Therefore, she has the faith, even put her baby Moses in a basket, then put in the Nile. And he believed God will save him. God will control the weather, control the water, control the wind, control the waves, even control the wild beasts will not hurt him. Finally, it turned out to be true. Our Lord prepared the princes of Egypt to save Moses. It's very interesting things. So Jochebed has great faith in God. God blessed her, and through her faith, influenced Moses. Moses become a person with great faith. Otherwise, he could not be used by the Lord to lead Midian Israelites out of Egypt into the promised land. Because her mother's faith influenced her, influenced Moses, so she can be, he can become a person of faith too. Now I'll come to the second point. The second point is Jochebed had great love for God. How do you know? First thing, it's very obviously, Jochebed was the one told Moses, you should love God more than the treasures of Egypt. You should love God more than the position, more than the power as a Pharaoh in this kingdom. Because Moses had the chance, the opportunity to become Pharaoh because he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He has the opportunity. So he got very wonderful training, education in Egypt, prepare him to become a great Pharaoh. Of course, Pharaoh's son was the first one has the opportunity, and then Moses also had the opportunity. Moses was trained and had very great power, great position, great knowledge. It must be his mother, Jochebed, tell Moses, you should love God more than this. You are an Israelite. You are not an Egyptian. You are God's people. And very important thing, when we read the Bible, maybe we didn't notice, Moses, for the sake of Christ, for the sake of Christ, he gave up all the glory of Egypt, all the treasure of Egypt. It's very interesting. So I think it's true. Jochebed told Moses, God will send Messiah to this world. God so loved the his people. God loved the world. God will save the people through a savior. That means Messiah. Messiah is Hebrew. In Greek, is Christ. So in Hebrew chapter 11, told us, Moses, for Christ's sake, Moses know God so loved the world. God so loved the Israelites. God so loved his people and sent Savior, Messiah, come to this earth, come to save us. So why Jochebed loved God? Why Moses loved God? Because they know God loved his people first. God's love touched our hearts so we can love God too. We can follow God's will and do his command. And now, again, why Moses? Why we can know Jochebed, a person with great love for God? Because in all these severe persecutions, Jochebed never complained to God, never complained. Working hard labor, and even his baby will be killed. So many Israelites was afflicted in that situation. She never complained to God. That's very important. Many Christians, when they're facing difficulties or frustration in the life, they keep complaining to God. Why God didn't care for me? Why God didn't solve my problem? So many people stop coming to church just because facing some difficulties in their life. Everybody has difficulties. Everybody can face frustration. But those who love God, they know God has his purpose. God has his will. His will is always higher than ours. And his way is always higher than ours. If you have this kind of mindset, have this kind of understanding, you can love God because God's purpose will be good to you. Finally, eventually, you can find out, oh, thank God, His plan is wonderful. Jochebed, not only no complaint, but one more important thing, she loved God more than his son Moses. Of course, she loves Moses, but God is more important than Moses. Moses had all glory in the world, has the position in the world, the treasure in the world. Sometimes we parents make some mistake. If your kids, your children got the prosperity in this world, you even sacrifice their spiritual blessing will keep their worldly prosperity. That's a very deep, very wrong idea. Dear brothers, sisters, if your kids very successful in the secular job or in the world, if they don't come to church, if they don't believe God, don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ, hope you have the heart. Have God in their life, Christ in their life, is much more important than anything in the world. If you have this kind of idea, I think the Lord will bless you, will bless your family, will bless your kids. Jochebed, tell Moses, if there is a conflict, you must choose God. You can give up all Egyptian treasures, can give up all the power position in Egypt. Then God bless Moses 1,000 times, 10,000 times. God's blessing is much, much greater than what he gave up. This is very wonderful. Got to think about that. Because the time factor, I got to condense very. Now, come to the third point. Jochebed had great wisdom from God. We can, from two important things, we know she got the wisdom. The first thing, she made a basket, then put in the Nile River. The basket used very good material. Okay, I don't need to elaborate on this part. Papyrus and the tar and the pitch, all those are very good material, so the basket will not leaking. Well, this is not very important. The second important thing is, in Hebrew words, basket and the ark are the same word. Very interesting. A basket and the ark, Noah's ark, are same Hebrew words. Tabat. This word, what meaning is that? Because Noah's ark, the proportion of length, the width, and the height is 300 cubit, 550 cubit, and 30 cubit. All the experts of building a ship told us this is the best proportion for a ship. Very difficult to be turned over. It's very even, very safe. So Jochebed keep thinking, how can I make a safe basket? Then I think she heard or listened from ancestor, the ark, the proportion of the ark. Okay, the second thing, Jochebed made a very good plan. She must be ask many people, what is the temper of the prince? Then she got the message. She is a kind person with compassion. Otherwise, if the princess throw the baby to the river, then everything cannot accomplish. So she knows the princess. The princess is a kind person. And second, she keep watching the schedule of the princess, what time she will come out, to what place, and take a bath. Then third, she told her daughter, Marian, what to say to the princess. Tell her, I can invite a nanny for you, a Hebrew nanny. Then Jochebed herself become Moses' nanny. Well, I think this is very wise plan. Why? Because then Jochebed did not need to do the hard labor. Otherwise, she got to do all the hard labor. And she can stay in a very good house, I think, in the palace. She can eat very good food for the royal family. And she can have very good nutritious, for instance, for the feeding the baby. On the top of that, she got paid for that. Well, isn't that a smart plan? Very smart. So she tell her daughter, Marian, follow the basket, then tell the princess this plan, then the Lord's power, the Lord's hand was inside, it was done. The wisdom from God, if you trust him, if you love him, if you fear the Lord, that's the beginning of wisdom. Then the Lord will keep grant you wisdom. Then you can become a person really blessed by the Lord. So this morning, that's all the time I have. I just want to, on the Mother's Day, on the one hand, bless all the mothers, encourage all the mothers, keep growing in faith. Keep growing in love God and keep rely on God. The Lord will grant you wisdom from above. Then you can educate your child. You can lead your children, become a blessed child, blessed children. May the Lord bless all of you. Let's shall we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all those good examples in the history, what you have done through Jochebed and Moses. Pray you also keep doing in our life so all the mothers and children can grow in faith, in love, and in wisdom so that we can glorify our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, in this world. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.